This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ plus radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has continued to back his captain's pick candidate, Catherine Deves, despite calls to disendorse the Liberal candidate for Warringah due to her past anti-LGBTIQ comments. Speaking to the media, Morrison said he would not be joining the pylon calling for Deves to be disendorsed, saying, "There are ways she has expressed in the past that she no longer feels comfortable with." Deves, in a series of social media posts as well as blogs on her website, said trans children were surgically mutilated, compared support for trans children to the Stolen Generation, and likened her opposition to what she called gender ideology to the anti-Nazi resistance. LGBTIQ advocates have asked the Australian Labor Party and opposition leader Anthony Albanese to spell out their plans for a religious discrimination bill. This follows National Catholic Education Commission setting an April 29 deadline for the ALP to explain what a finalised Albanese government religious discrimination bill will contain. Albanese previously promised that a bill under Labor would prevent discrimination against people of faith, including anti-vilification protections, act to protect all students from discrimination on any grounds, and protect teachers from discrimination at work. New South Wales will soon hold an inquiry into dozens of unsolved gay hate deaths, with Supreme Court Judge John Sacca heading the investigation into 88 unsolved murders committed against LGBTIQ people in Sydney from 1970 to 2010. Independent Sydney MP Alex Greenwich said he previously lobbied three different premiers for an inquiry without success. However, current New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet agreed to an inquiry, which Greenwich has described as long overdue. The Premier said the inquiry could close one of the state's darkest chapters. In a first for the state, the New South Wales government has launched a new statewide LGBTIQ suicide prevention service run by ACON. The service will allow LGBTIQ people 18 years and older across New South Wales to access tailored support from a dedicated suicide prevention service. The service is free, does not need a referral, and would be a mix of face-to-face outreach and virtual care. One of the important components of the service is peer-to-peer support, where staff draw on lived experience in their roles as mentors and advocates. And Queensland Education Minister Grace Grace and Shelley Argent from PFLAG have launched a new Being Me Coming Out video, along with LGBTIQA+ educational resources for schools. Minister Grace said, "The mental health and well-being of our students is a subject that is very close to my heart. Every student deserves to feel accepted and supported at school." That was your QNN update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Two-time world champion Tyler Wright has won her first crown at Bells Beach, beating Hawaii's Carissa Moore in the decider of the World Surf League event. It was an epic comeback after the 28-year-old spent almost 2 years out of the sport, having been struck down with post-viral syndrome. Warriors winger Marcelo Montoya has been banned for 4 matches after he used a homophobic slur towards Cowboys star Kyle Felt, the slur being picked up by the referee's microphone during the NRL game. Montoya made a public apology, saying it was a poor choice of words. Top tournament sponsor Peter Stanton has withdrawn funding of British cycling events, denouncing the freezing of the trans participation policy without consultation. The sport's national governing body has barred trans riders from competing pending a review in the wake of the Emily Bridges controversy with the world governing body. The trans cyclist was prevented from taking part in the Omnium Championships earlier this month because she was still licensed to compete as a man. Davis Atkin has become Australia's only publicly out gay hockey player at national level after qualifying for the men's under-21 squad, the Burrows. The talented Canberra-based player hopes one day to play for Australia's national men's hockey team and has embraced being an LGBTQI role model, becoming a Hockey ACT Pride Ambassador. And Scott Morrison says he supports the private members bill by Tasmanian Senator Claire Chandler to allow sporting groups to exclude transgender people from single-sex sports. However, the Prime Minister says there are no plans to introduce a government bill. Morrison faces increasing pressure to disendorse Liberal candidate for Warringah, Catherine Deves, after previously unreported attacks on the trans community have come to light. Deves compared her campaign against trans women playing sport to the Nazi resistance and has issued a public apology in the wake of her comments.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQ community this week. The Q&N team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Q&N. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.